Heavy batteries, batteries that don't last long, long charging periods. Just some of the grumbles surrounding electric cars. But that's changing. Just like mobile phone technology, electric car technology is improving and adapting to meet consumer needs, including those who love motor racing. Gordon Fote of Green Motorsport Limited says not only do electric vehicles provide green and clean transport, electric cars are much more efficient at producing traction energy from a fuel than any other system.
I think motorsport is a fairly good way of demonstrating the technology. There is Formula E which is going on at the moment, and companies are developing new fast electric racing cars to prove that electric technology is, you know, clearly the future.
Now, you've been demonstrating your car along with some others at WAVE. Tell me more about that.
WAVE is the World Advanced Vehicle Expedition, and it basically is a rally across Europe. And we've been doing this rally for the last 3 years to raise the profile of electric propulsion technology and demonstrate that our sponsors are keen to be involved in this kind of adventure. We have over 30 sponsors. We've got companies, engineering companies, for example, like Nordlock, who make this really amazing washer, which locks things together, which is very important for renewable energy devices, so they don't vibrate and rattle loose. Have you got other companies who install wind turbines? MPI Offshore, for example, a very, very big sponsor of Green Motorsport. And other companies, including restaurants, renewable energy companies, and companies who want to get their name and their brand out into the open regarding green issues. And in 2014, we've got a great plan. We're building our own electric car. And that electric car will be using our latest and greatest liquid-cooled motor technology from Green Motorsport. We want to show people that these electric cars can be used for other things, not just to drive around and see people and demonstrate technology, but actually do functional things, demonstrating that our technology is cost-effective and viable for that application.
I'm Lior Rosner. I'm the Managing Director of the Growing Air Foundation in Amsterdam. We teamed up with Gordon Fote for this year's WAVE simply because I wanted to put forward the idea of the double-edged sword against climate change. We desperately need to reforest and rejuvenate the rainforests around the world. And by joining up with Gordon of Green Motorsport, his side is, of course, the technical side. Sustainable energy, sustainable transportation. The two must go together. One without the other is like going into battle with a tank and you haven't got any ammunition. You're not going to succeed.
What are you hoping to achieve over the coming years?
A win, a double win. Reforesting what we've damaged, rejuvenating the forests that we've actually destroyed. At the moment, those organizations that are busy with replanting what has been damaged can't keep up with the damage because there is more being destroyed every day. At this moment in time, we are putting together a project that is going to be absolutely enormous. I can't say too much about it right now. We're still in the planning process. Green Motorsport is going to be involved in that. They are designing a vehicle so that we can transport seedlings, etc., so forth, and to do very many other things with that vehicle. Instead of the standard procedure of using Westerners to explain to visitors about the rainforest, it's the indigenous people who are going to be talking about the forest, teaching Westerners about the forest and the importance of the forest. There are cures for cancer in there. There are cures for all sorts of other things. It's time we respected that. It's time we restored it. It's time we protected it.
What can people do to help?
We desperately need funding. We need support. We need your donations in order to achieve the goals that we're after. And it's something that we need to do not just for today, but for our future generations, for our children, for our grandchildren, and not just for human life, but for all life on the planet. Rainforests cool down planets. They normalize the weather patterns. They stop mudslides, landslides, all these sorts of things. This is what we can do to save the planet.
That's Leora Rosner, MD of the Growing Air Foundation in Amsterdam, and Gordon Fote of Green Motorsport Limited. For more information, see greenmotorsport.com and growingairfoundation.org.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.